Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 7:05 in the morning, February the 7th. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Or we're streaming at KCNR1460.com and you can jump in there and get into the chat room. I assume we're streaming out there.
That's what the computer says, sir.
And speaking of him, there's Bad Bob.
Things that remind me why I live here. As I was coming in this morning, pre-dawn alpenglow on Mount Shasta lighting up the northern horizon. It was quite beautiful.
Alpenglow?
That is a real word.
Is that a real Bob word?
It's a legitimate word, trust me.
Come on.
I have to answer the phone.
Well, speaking of answering the phone and being ready there, here she is, Linda.
Good morning. Going to be sunny today with a high of 71. It is currently 46 degrees. I'm sure we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl today. Of course, I'll find out just exactly what they say, how many people, how many millions tuned in, starting of which they did a beautiful tribute with beginning before the national anthem. That was a tribute to our Constitution. And that was really emotionally wonderful. We were really happy to see that. What?
Can somebody get Christina Aguilera a cue card, please?
I know. Well,
we were going. You know, Linda was really going to be nice about this thing. I mean, Linda sings a number of the national anthems, and as Christina, the professional singer, is like what, a third into it, hon?
It wasn't even that. It was that. Yeah, there was a line that she flubbed up. It was that, because here you are singing the national anthem, and it can be a frightful experience, I'm sure, in front of that many millions of people. But there's always been something, and this is just a style preference. I just want to hear a line. What are you saying? Does anybody know what she said? Because there were so many. It was all about the voice, the vocal lick, the pipes. How good am I? Let me show you how many trills I can do in my voice in one note. And that just has always driven me crazy, but that's kind of the standard. She's that kind of vocalist is kind of the standard for what you hear a lot on Star Search and what you hear. So it just makes me feel really old-fashioned by saying that. But where's the pure tone?
And first, being able to understand the words
to
the national anthem. The girl that sang
oh my God.
America.
From Glee?
From Glee. You know, we're saying, you know, she did a fine job. But then you come back and you expect something better. Anyway, the players were having a tough time. They couldn't figure out whether to put their hands over their hearts or hang on to their uniform or jump up and down during the national anthem. And, you know, it's a become secondary to that war they're going to have out there on the field. But one thing they did do was they honored our latest Medal of Honor recipient.
That was good.
That was good. And they, you know, and he got a standing ovation. Anyway, 100,000 people, Cowboy Stadium. And the Steelers came back after being behind 21-3 and closed it up into the last few seconds, and then couldn't get the pass completed. And the Packers win with Aaron Rodgers, kind of a local guy. His parents, I believe, live in the general area. They live in Chino, or do they live
Chico?
Or Chico? Do they live in outside Redding?
I'm not exactly sure.
We don't know. Anyway,
we'll find out.
He went
a caller
Chico.
Will tell us.
He went to school in Chico, and they went to Butte, and they went on. You know, he was not picked up by any of the big colleges.
Did you watch the Super Bowl, Bob?
I did not actually. We were helping a friend with a radio antenna.
I'm wondering who won the best commercial. I didn't see that. We didn't see that. So I'm curious. I mean, you know, it really... And was it riveting? You know, usually the commercials are so much fun. Did you have a knee-slapping experience if you watched it? Because it really is... I'm just really curious to see what you liked. I don't know. I thought it was a good game, though. All the way to the end. Good game.
Probably the one, you know, Bud Light has pretty good commercials, but it wasn't one of their, like, their real wild ones out there. The even the one that uses the monkeys, you know, the chimps. It says, I work with a bunch of monkeys. And the one where the guy comes in and he wants the bud and he's a gunfighter and there's no bud and then they deliver it and then they end up singing something. Or the escape. The escape from
Tiny
luxury.
Dancer.
Well, the escape from luxury. And these people are escaping from a jail inside. And the way they try to get them back is by having Kenny G play something. And it attracts them back into the prison, which is, you know, a giant, or it's a very large mansion that they're being kept at. That was a little amusing. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We've got a number of people coming on today. We've got Enjoy Magazine. We've got Jim Nielsen. We have just any amount of surprises rolling in today. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone numbers, and KCNR 1460 is the way we stream, and you get to chat with us. February the 7th, 2011, this portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks. Looking for a place for breakfast? There you go. Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress, down there by the 5. Oh, interchange there. You have breakfast specials Monday through Friday, $3.99 for ham and eggs. And we're talking about a big plate. Includes ham and eggs, and hash browns, toast. $4.99 for chicken fried steak. $5.99 for New York steak. Anything you want down there, they have it at Lumberjacks. Great prices. They have senior menus. It's a place to go. On the phone, Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, back. Hi. I'll tell you what, I could spit. I am so sick of listening to so-called stars butcher my song. That's my song, it's your song, it's the nation's song. It's supposed to be sung so people can sing along. I dare any living person to be able to sing along with Christina Aguilera's version of the Star Spangled Banner. It was grotesque.
It was pathetic.
It was beyond that. And the girl that sang prior to that, I have to disagree with you. I don't care whether she's from Glee or Gloom. I thought she butchered the song by constantly breaking her voice into the notes.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you being a singer knows what breaking means, and that was the...
Every other note. You know, we would never go to a birthday party and sing Happy Birthday and butcher it like either one of those did. Because the song is intended to be sung along, too.
You're right.
But everybody who sings that silly song seems to think that they're on some audition or something. And I would rather see them get some high school band from Kansas go out in the middle of the field and get some national recognition.
Yeah,
while I'm on the subject.
Go ahead, it's Monday morning, Bob.
I thank you for letting me vent. This will take care of the whole week. I won't have it hit in the pickle.
Okay, go ahead.
Black Eyed Peas, holy moly.
Well,
I thought that was pathetic.
Did you?
Oh my goodness. Anyway, maybe one day they'll get some Lawrence Welk tribute orchestra to do the halftime show.
Don't hold your breath.
Well,
yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting. I'd like to, I haven't really read the reviews on the Black Eyed Peas, but... coming up on the computer, pulling it up, there's, you know, Christine will, she's going to weigh in. She's weighed, I'll find out what she said. How do you explain that you messed up the lyric? You know, I mean, it happens.
Oh.
It happens. And it's a hard song to sing, but I'm not giving her, you know, I'm sure the stress factor of it all, the Super Bowl, but just coming out of an award-winning movie and all the performances she's had her whole life, I just...
That may be, but, you know, yeah. I've heard you sing the national anthem, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 times, and I always think, how does she, you know, because you walk up there, you've never dropped a note, you've never misplaced a word in the national anthem.
I still have fear every time.
Well, maybe that's
like, God,
it. Maybe you need to have fear.
Let me not forget
fear.
A lyric.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe you
and
need to
you
have fear.
You should.
Yeah.
And you should, because that's how we remember it and don't get complacent.
It's a sacred honor to be able to be asked to sing the national anthem and lead
Agreed.
People in
you
it.
Know,
yes.
You know, Linda, my daughter has sang it many times, along with, for different functions, along with the Canadian national anthem, because there would be Canadians in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And... it ain't easy to do. But you do it, and you sing it right, and, excuse me, and you sing it so people can sing along, and that's the main thing. And just as a quick aside, speaking of the birthday song, today is my grandson Caleb's fourth birthday, and I'm looking at a sign at Gender 76 honoring his birthday today.
Oh, well,
all right.
Happy birthday
to you. Makes me very happy.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys, for putting up with me.
Oh, thanks.
No problem.
Hey, you know, thank you.
You have a great week. The Crab Feet Saturday night was just a lot of fun. It was a blast.
1,000 people.
And Bob and Brenna Belongi did a superb job with the audio visual, the sound, the mixing of the music.
Bob.
You had the big screen up there for all the live auctions, and we had the auctioneers, Dan Cuspe and
Les Baugh.
And you know what? Neither one of them are professionals, and they'll be the first ones to tell you that.
They had a good time, though, doing
Ron,
it.
Who were they? It was Les Baugh and
Dan Cuspe.
And Dan was up there. Dan's way of doing it was, Bed, or I'm going to keep screaming. And it worked. Bed, or I'm going to run over there to your table, stand on it, and scream until you do. And you know what?
So, Bob, great
$3,000 for a bike.
Do you know how many?
From the 50s.
Yeah, what was that about?
The horn worked.
Was it a real? I thought it was a replica.
It was a very limited edition. This bicycle was made for basically the employees and the executives of the Fat Tire Brewing Company. So you can't just go out and buy this thing.
Oh, okay.
So they are custom made.
Oh. Okay.
And this guy got it for his unborn grandchild.
Oh.
And then
that's a great story.
No, I don't think so. I had heard that story, though, that the guy had bought it for the unborn grandchild.
The one who bid.
The guy bidding on it.
Well, I tell you what, if the police had been hanging around there that night, I think that they could have... they needed yellow cab, I believe, out at the Anderson Fairgrounds. So there was a lot of people feeling no pain that day.
It was fun. I think it's always
it was.
It's jovial. It's a wonderful time.
You know, and they bid on things too. And I tell you, here's pressure, my friends. Let me tell you what pressure is. You think, oh, pressure. Well, here's what pressure is. We had our house was up for, they wanted to serve a dinner in our home, Linda and my home. And so it was being catered, of course, by the chefs down from Market Street.
Wines, Brian from Market Street
Wines.
Yeah,
he was going. I mean, Valerie's
doing the Caesar salad.
What a great menu! Then Valerie Ingmiller from JPR is going to do the Caesar salad. The only thing we're doing is putting up wine.
In our home.
And then you think, I wonder if anybody's going to bid on this. What if nobody bids on it? And then you're standing there in front of 1,000 people going, oh, nobody bid on our home. Maybe I better bid 100. But they did, and we want to thank everybody. And it was, it was a great event for the Women's Refuge. And in today's economy, so many dollars is being cut out. This perhaps is, if you want to talk about moving the money around America, maybe this is the way to do it. Is people volunteer? They come out, they give their time, they give their cash. You don't get the government laying all over it. You don't get the government saying, here, let me take the money from your pocket and put it into this pocket. Let the people have a chance. Let the people have a choice.
And, oh, by the way, did you see, speaking of government, would love to get your way in of what you thought about the interview with O'Reilly and Obama right before the
Super Bowl. I wonder if they're related, O'Reilly, Obama. What if they're both part of Ireland? We've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 as we introduce the Black Eyed Peas. Too bad we couldn't have kept them on today.
No, you know what? I do. I'm sorry. There's certain music I really like for the Black Eyed Peas, and I think that the choreography was wonderful. And Usher, he's a really good dancer. So, it was pretty cool about that with the lit costumes and how that looked across the field.
And this part of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite, which you could watch. Yesterday you watched football on BNT Satellite and Dish. And Doug Tooley, 244-1988. His new location is at 1345 Liberty Street. Doug wants your business. He's a professional. His men are professional. He's a local guy. He's a veteran. He guarantees his work. That's BNT Satellite, Doug Tooley. Let me give you the number again, 244-1988. Great. Okay, yeah, there was a Obama and O'Reilly. Had a, there was no smackdown going. They were both really nice to each other, in fact. But O'Reilly accused, I shouldn't say accused, he mentioned to Obama that it appears he's moved to the center. Obama says, no, I'm the same guy. My political focus, my common sense focus right now is how do we out-innovate, out-educate, out-build, out-compete the rest of the world. One of the ways to do that, Mr. President, is to probably let the businesses turn them loose. How about putting a couple of tariffs on China so we have a chance, to, you know, where there's some freedom there that we can at least match the things they're dumping over here? Just an idea. And when pressed on whether he was committed to a liberal goal of income redistribution, Obama said, I absolutely deny such a charge. I didn't raise taxes once. I lowered taxes over the last 2 years. Okay, but their new health care bill appears that it's going to be raising taxes everywhere. And it appears that even the you know, the people that are keeping track of it are talking about trillions. And he asked, then he was asked about the health care overhaul. At issue is the health care law's requirement that all Americans buy health insurance. I think the judge in Florida was wrong. Keep in mind that we've had 12 judges that just threw the case out. The notion that health care law was unconstitutional. Well, it was. It was declared unconstitutional just because of the rule that you have to buy insurance. And it's going to go up to the Supreme Court, and I think it's going to get kicked out. How can a government force their force the citizens of this country to buy health insurance and from private companies? I don't quite understand this. But all in all, is Obama moving toward the center? I mean, he's always been leftist. Is he moving toward the center? I don't think so. I think he's let things happen because they had to happen, like the extension of the tax cuts, or the whole economy would have just dived again. I see that the fact that he's pushing left-wing, really far-left agendas when he can on things that they consider minor, like Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which has a going to have a considerable impact on the military, and we'll talk about that this week, the changes that it will have. And and when we start talking about how the economy is recovering, how can you talk like that? Only 34,000 jobs were made, and you still have over 400,000 people still putting in for unemployment every week. You know, on top of that, just if you haven't seen the latest blog in the Record Searchlight that I have, it's that unemployment for young veterans is at 15.2%, and that's just the the statistics. They think it's well over 20%. The ones coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan are having a hell of a time from and finding jobs. And what does Governor Brown do? He cuts the program that helps these young men and women. 30,000 we have a year that come back. Anyway, got to take a break. We're going to have the news. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Here we are at KCNR 1460 on this Monday after Super Bowl Sunday. Ugh. Yeah, we're passing around the headphones here because we have a studio full of actors. And we're very thrilled about that. I just gave your headphones over there to Matt.
I don't need
with us this morning.
I don't need those stinking headphones. I've been doing this. I am a pro.
Is
my microphone on?
Whatever. You know, since you've already come in here and stole the thunder. Just kidding. You can't steal the thunder when you really have some phenomenal actors. We're talking about an upcoming show that actually opens on February 11th. And with us is the director, Matt McDonald. Good morning, Matt.
Hello, good morning.
And I'm holding tickets the last 5 years. Tell us about the show.
The show is incredible. It is a musical, and it's a one-act musical. It's not very long. But it's about two people who are examining the last 5 years of their relationship. One is examining it from the end to the beginning, and the other from the beginning to the end. And we have two amazingly talented singers and actors, and the music's phenomenal. It's a roller coaster ride. It is an amazing show to be put up in Leatherby's, of all places. I'm really excited about it.
Well, Leatherby's has really stepped up this whole dinner theater kind of atmosphere that's been just another wonderful addition to the North State. And coming up next on the microphone is Rebecca Pearson.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we hope Stephen Klein, wherever you are, you may come in. And even if you're not, we'll be thinking of you. All right. So, like, for instance, when we talk about the last 5 years, we've been seeing pictures of the two of you.
Yes.
So you've got how long you have to hold? Think about holding that energy. It's, you know, you've got this two-person play,
right,
with lots of music. Who has written? Who are the composers?
This is written by Jason Robert Brown. He wrote the show back in 2001. It was performed off-Broadway, and it kind of became almost like this cult classic kind of thing, you know. And Stephen and I were both in college at the time it came out, and separately, you know, kind of fell in love with the show. And Jason Robert Brown is he's a contemporary American musical theater composer. He's one of Stephen Sondheim's proteges.
Ooh.
You know, and so the music is very intricate, you know.
Yes.
Really interwoven with the lyrics and the
little
music.
Little Night Music-ish.
Yeah, you know, and so it's really, it's very powerful.
Wow.
The show is really powerful, the lyrics, the music, the story, the characters. It's a very well-written show, and like Matt was saying, you know, with the going forwards and backwards at the same time, it's just this tapestry of emotions, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful piece. You know.
Well, you will hear commercials on our station, of course, with the
okay.
with Wade Riggs that it does a voiceover about
yes.
the last 5 years, and We Multimedia Theater Group, which
yes.
you know, you guys are really doing wonderful things here in the North State. And again, Leatherby's Family Creamery, they do a 7 p.m. dinner show. You can have the option for dinner, or you can just show up for the show, but it's $15 without dinner and $25 for dinner. This is going to be a special special night. This is the kind of thing that you can take your family to go see, or if it's an early Valentine's Day dinner.
Valentine's,
yes.
definitely.
When you say
definitely.
Family, you kind of, you know, for those people who love theater,
yes.
it's not Captain Hook.
No, it's not. Yeah. You know, we'd say it's PG-13,
yeah.
and it has, you know, it's an adult show, you know, but teenagers come see it. Absolutely family. Mm-hmm.
If you like,
sure.
if you can see Glee.
Oh, if you can watch Glee, you
absolutely.
Can watch
yes,
yes. for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
I mean, there's, they're yes. pushing the envelope constantly. Won't even go
absolutely.
There with the same category.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Uh-oh.
And I know that you are so accomplished.
Oh,
that
no.
This is not even.
You,
I just want to hear if you had the favorite song. When you have to go into a song, Rebecca, and you are going into singing a line that is profound to you. Like, you know, Stephen Sondheim will come up with some kind of lyrical thing that's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
What would it be when you say, I just, every time I sing this part, I do this part, it just, oof, for me.
You know, there's one song in particular. It's called See I'm Smiling, and it's, you know, it's kind of a pivotal point for the character where she's talking about, you know, see, look at me, I'm smiling, I'm so glad that you're here, but at the same time, it's like this internal struggle because their relationship is falling apart at the same time, and so she's trying to hold it together for their sake, you know, but at the same time, she's seeing this thing crumble right in front of her, and the lyrics, you know, she's trying to hold it together, and then she ends up losing it in the song. She actually does lose it and kind of goes off on this tirade, you know, and that
wow.
song in particular is really, it is, it's beautiful, but it's hard as an actor, you know, and the thing that's really cool about this show is it's so honest and raw, you know, is a word that we've used a lot.
We like
and
raw.
Yeah.
I like that.
And because,
I do.
Because these songs, these lyrics, it's like, I've been there before. I've said these words before. You know, I've had these words said to me before, you know. And so to play something that is that real, you know, it goes past, you know, just, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein
right.
musicals,
right.
whatever, you know. It's
right.
like these are real people dealing with real issues.
Right.
And to be able to portray that and bring it to the stage for someone is just a wonderful thing. I love it. I love it.
Well, I was going to ask you to sing a line, but I'm telling you right now, I can imagine if you go from 1 to 100, one
oh,
line
no.
isn't like, you know, supercalifragilistic, you know. I mean,
right.
this,
yeah.
is, this sounds really huge. And one of my favorite songs that's not in this play that reminded me of what you were talking about is a song called Losing My Mind.
Oh, yes.
yes.
And
yeah.
that kind of reminds me of where, you know, where you're going on this
yes.
journey. We have tickets for the first caller at 605-4567. It's called The Last 5 Years. And these tickets are for February 10th.
Right, which is this Thursday. We're doing a preview night, and that's what these tickets are for. So
this is VIP stuff, folks.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to give tickets for four. This would be a great couple night. So folks that are listening.
Tell your loved one if you're taking them to this for Valentine's Day, they don't need to know that you scored them.
Four
tickets.
Oh, we've already got the phone call.
Yeah. So you can get 605-4567. Matt McDonald and Rebecca Pearson and the other actor. Matt is directing.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
We're going to be getting tickets throughout the week. This opens February 11th, but we've got preview tickets, which is always fun.
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of almost like when you go in and you get to watch a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
You get the inside. It's going to run February 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th. That's Leatherby's, 7 p.m. dinner, 8 p.m. show. And this, I'm sure, I suppose you can pick up dinner that night if you want to, too, on this.
They're
going to
be having hors d'oeuvres included with the preview.
Okay. Lori, you are winning the four tickets for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Lori, thanks a lot. Any closing thoughts? We have to take a break.
It's just a beautiful show. Please come see it and tell everyone you know to come see it. It's something that you haven't seen in Reading before, and we promise you're going to be amazed.
Amen.
Great.
Well,
okay, when we come back, we're going to have Enjoy Magazine here, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the North State with our friends from Enjoy.
And Carlin, the February issue.
Yeah, Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460.com. We're thrilled to be here. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
T&B.
There you go.
Backo Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great, fine walk-in humidor. Great people down there at Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, where you get coffee the way you want it and at great prices. I have a meeting room that you can use in the Wi-Fi. Joe and Shelley support our community. They support the veterans in our community. But they support our entire community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading.
I feel like we should do a drum roll because Friday night was the... the Chamber of Commerce's 100th anniversary, and they had a beautiful black tie event in honoring a lot of businesses and business people in the North State. And with us this morning, of course, our favorite magazine ever, Enjoy. Congratulations to Rhonda Ball and James Masada and everybody in Enjoy Magazine because you were selected as... Yay! Business of the Year. Congratulations.
Yeah. Everybody hear the bell.
Yay! Where's Bob? We need the drum roll. But anyway.
Bob's out trying to find some more headphones here.
So if you see that Darling Magazine around that's got the hand with the hearts in it, with the little sweethearts that you used to use as kids and pass around that said, I love you or be mine, that is the cover of Enjoy Magazine.
Which is probably something you can't do in school today.
They still do.
Yeah.
They still do it,
but
you have to make sure everybody gets the same one, right?
Yeah.
Be mine, and I love
same
you.
Color.
It's been PC'd up somehow.
Yeah, you probably can't say kiss me.
So let's talk about some of the things that are going on in the magazine, but before we even go there, I wanted to say that my mom and dad were in town, and the first thing we did to go shopping on Saturday was I took my mom to the Enjoy store.
Oh, thank you.
We had a pleasant experience. We bought lots of nice local... I bought my dad the alpaca socks.
Oh, good.
I bought some feather earrings, and of course oils.
The feathered earrings.
Yeah, just a lot of really fun stuff. My mom really enjoyed it. They saw the salt and pepper shaker, and my mom immediately wanted to go. So, again, if you don't know about the Enjoy store, it's everything North State. Wonderful artists that are from the region here, and. It's a great way to, when you've got guests come in, to take them in there and be able to support some of these fabulous artists we have.
Thank you. And, right now, too, it's a great thing, guys, if you're listening, great place to come get a wonderful Valentine's gift for your loved one. We have some pre-made, but you can custom make things. There's lots of wonderful things, like you said, jewelry, chocolates, handcrafted soaps, just really great things. So it's real easy to come in and get either Brittany or Casey or myself to help you out. We can put a really beautiful little crate together
We'll wrap it, cellophane, put a big red bow on it, and you're done.
Well, Carl, I got Carl something for Valentine's Day. He doesn't know about it yet, but you'll hear about it on Tuesday after Valentine's.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm not exactly sure what you got, but you have to remember who was in the house all weekend. Your mom.
Yeah, right, right.
So, you know, she was not the one to tell the atomic secrets.
Well, she may or may not have been told.
It wasn't a feather hair. No, okay.
I wore those for the crab feed and got lots of compliments on the.
Those are great.
Wish I knew who the artist was that made the feather earrings.
Yeah.
We'll find that out in a minute. We'll come back and tell you about those. Are probably going to be gone in a day, but they really are spectacular. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are talking with the folks from Enjoy, and let's talk about what's in this issue.
And we're going to hold you over today.
Oh yeah,
so that we can
the morning
the full,
with you guys.
Get yeah. the full extent of Enjoy magazine.
Oh, Monty, okay.
Carl and
Bob.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome to the home of Free Fire, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mike's Music. You know, we like Mike's Music because they're pros down there.
Locally owned.
Locally owned. They sell great instruments. They give lessons afterwards. They just don't hand you the guitar and say, on your way. No, Nema. No, no. They show you how to use it. They'll give you lessons. They've got great places to practice. Mike's Music is on Cypress. Phone number is 243-3774. It's behind the gas station there at Safeway.
Yeah, go see Mike. 243-3774.
They're great, yeah.
Our guests this morning, if you're just tuning in, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine, and we're looking at the issue of February.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Wonderful things. So let's go there.
Well, again, I would say that, you know, we've talked about this in the past, but every once in a while there are the issues that you just, you know, even when we put them together, we just say, ooh, it just came together right, colors, everything. The February issue, I think, is one of those, again, for us. We internally really liked it. There's a lot of great stories, great ads, and it just feels and looks good. So one of the articles in here, which was something that I participated in with two of my kids, and was surprised to see that... The Reading area is really developing a great lacrosse organization. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are not familiar with lacrosse as a sport, or they look at lacrosse as kind of like, you know, polo. It's kind of maybe an upper echelon school sport, and that is actually not true anymore. It is one of the fastest growing sports in North America. And what's also very interesting is that it is an actual native sport to North America. Lacrosse actually originated, I think, in the article talks about back east.
The northern Indian tribes.
Right. Yeah.
They would play for days in this game.
Yeah.
And they would bet everything they owned mm-hmm. on these lacrosse games.
Absolutely. So what was exciting is that there is a league here, and I took my kids to a clinic and at the Enterprise Park. And they got to experience the game, and they were super excited, so they may be actually playing. There is a jamboree that's going to be happening on February 26th and 27th at the Reading Soccer Park, and there are going to be teams from Northern California and Southern Oregon, and they'll be competing all weekend long, and there'll be an exhibition. But, you know, great sport for kids. I personally know one of the gentlemen that is... part of the league or heads the league, and his kids, one of his kids is on my son's basketball team out at Reading Christian School, and incredible guy. You want your
we
kids
had a,
around him.
We had somebody that was into lacrosse and, mm-hmm. in fact, was on the show trying to get it started.
Right, and
that.
Females.
And frankly, any sport that is fast and it's a bump and run, it's a physical sport. They have rackets, I guess they call them probably something else, but mm-hmm. it's clubs that they go
sticks.
Yeah, and they go out and they play hard. I think frankly it's a great game. It's a really a physically conditioning game,
mm-hmm.
and it teaches a toughness.
Yes,
too.
It builds a lot of character. This game does, and it's a cross of all different things. You know, it has a little bit of soccer, it has a little bit of hockey, it has a little bit of, you know, all the sports kind of wrapped into one. And, yeah, you do have to be conditioned, and there is a focus. And like I was saying, Scott Schumacher is one of the gentlemen mm-hmm. that they're a wonderful gentleman, just fantastic.
Let's get our kids involved with sports.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the article, it'll tell you for more information on the Jamboree and League registration. There's a phone number you can contact if your children have any interest in becoming a lacrosse player.
And we could see all these things online with your website, which is
www.enjoymagazine.net. And yes, you can read the magazine in both a PDF format or in a traditional magazine where you actually swipe the pages.
Cool.
Yeah,
that
nice.
Is awesome.
Okay, what's we've got probably 3 minutes left in just this segment. We've got another
we're holding you
40
over
minutes. So
there's all kinds of good
yeah,
stuff.
So what's next?
We have a couple great stories that are from Weaverville, the Weaverville Hotel and Emporium, and Jeannie and Brian Muir bought the hotel in 2002, and they've renovated it, and it's just fabulous. It's a really beautiful place. They some of the rooms are named after gold mines and or gold miners, and Jerry Brown has stayed there, and it's just a really neat place to stay. And another story we have from Weaverville is the Joss House, and if you haven't been there, that's a really great place to visit as well.
The Joss House is just, and of course it is February, which is Chinese New Year,
mm-hmm.
and the Joss House, according to some of the reports I've read recently, not about the Joss House, but because we are in trouble with our parks and recreation, there's mm-hmm. been talk that it could possibly close, but
yeah.
I'm sure there'll be private funding because this is really a step in history. It is truly a temple. It's still used as a temple. You don't want to miss the wonderful stories and a walk. And what you were talking about with the Weaverville Hotel, that's right down on Main Street and Court Street, right close to everything where the bandstand
mm-hmm.
is. We're going to come back and talk about some wonderful things in your magazine and the Weaverville area
yep.
as well.
Uh-huh.
Just looking okay. at you because we had about a minute left. But yeah. What else is going on
in
that article?
On the 12th of February is the traditional Chinese lion dance, and there's going to be refreshments and kids' activities at the Joss House from 11 to 2, and the admission is free.
I love the pictures in this article.
Yeah, there's some great photos.
Chinese red and all the decorations.
I like the photos in your magazine, period.
Yeah. And, you know, the story really talks about Moon Lim Lee's legacy and really talks about him and how the Joss House started. So it's a great story, great history, and I think you'll enjoy it.
He's very deep into the Weaverville history.
Yes, absolutely.
We've only got like 30 seconds left, and I know how you say, well, this is like one of our favorites, and I'm thinking, how can you, it's like, which one of my children do I love the best?
Mm-hmm.
Because every one of your issues comes out, and it's just,
We're conditioned to say that everything's our favorite, because everything's our favorite.
It's kind of like a song, a repertoire. How can you pick out which one?
And we really enjoy it. So.
Yeah. Our guests are Rhonda Ball and James Posada from the Enjoy magazine. We're going to, if we come back from a break, we're going to talk about the other parts of the magazine, where else that you all travel to. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:05 on Monday, the 7th of February, 2011. You got 1 week, gents, before Valentine's Day. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Go on to KCNR1460.com where we're streaming. You can chat with us. Our guests are from Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball and James Massaro. Before we get to them, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. I know we both have full slates this morning, so I'll make this pretty quick. I'm calling to let people know what we're doing at the Redding Tea Party tonight. As always, 6 o'clock on Bonneville Road at the Bonneville Baptist Church. Tonight we have the Pacific Legal Foundation, which is a pretty good coup to get them in to talk to our folks. They basically go to bat for the private individual against large entities that they're having difficulties with. So highly recommend people coming out and having a listen.
Do they take the little guy side?
Yeah, they do. They do.
That's
pretty
great.
Awesome.
That's great. We'll see if we can't stop by there and see what that is or have somebody give us a little report on that.
Great.
All right, Elizabeth. Hey, thank you so much. Elizabeth is one half of the team that puts on We the People on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10.
Yeah, 8 to 10.
Great show, too. Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks for your...
Thanks. Have a great day.
You
community
bet.
Involvement. Speaking of community involvement, we have two very special people here, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta, managing editor. And really, your titles changed. Did they change?
No.
Okay, so what are the titles again? Or what are you? What is your specific thing that you do with Enjoy?
I'm the managing editor, and I'm the project manager. So I kind of manage the whole production of the magazine and also help with in-house marketing, too.
And you travel around and take great pictures, take somebody with you who takes pictures
yes.
and cover a lot of these great stories.
Yes.
That's hard.
I don't travel a lot, but this year we're doing 4 segments for Weekend Getaway. And Carrie and I are doing them together. So for the February issue, we did a romantic getaway in San Francisco. So Carrie and I went to San Francisco and spent 2 days and tried to think of some really great romantic things to do if you were going to go with a loved one. So it was a really fun time.
Well, share with us what you found.
Well, we went to Fisherman's Wharf, had some great crab and great times in Fisherman's Wharf. Union Square is always a great place to be. We had some great meals. We went to Chinatown. We went to Coit Tower. We went to the Cliff House. I mean, there's just tons of stuff you can do in San Francisco.
You ride the cable cars.
And cable cars, yep.
You have to ride the cable cars.
Yep.
Ding, ding.
And Japanese tea garden. I love that. Oh, my gosh, that's just so beautiful. The Japanese tea garden and the...
It's a four-hour drive from here,
yes.
And it is a nice getaway.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Especially when the weather's nice.
And we're going to do 4 of them this year. We did San Francisco, and they're each going to have a different theme. We're going to be doing a girlfriend's getaway in Southern Oregon, and we're going to do a family in South Lake Tahoe, family getaway in South Lake Tahoe, and we're going to do a couple's getaway to, get a bunch of friends together and go to Napa. So wine tasting and that kind of thing. So
these are a little farther out than we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they were all just in the local counties. We did a feature on the top.
And we did those monthly.
The northern 12 counties, we did those monthly. So this year, we're actually just, we're staying northern, but they're a little bit more outreached to, areas.
They're getaways.
That, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're wonderful getaways.
And
for
we almost named it Take Monday Off, but it's the weekend getaway. So it's gonna be a fun thing.
To take a Monday off.
Well, if you guys ever want to come in and take our show for a Monday, you'll know why.
Well, I think that's why she wanted to call it Take Monday Off, because that's when they go to do these trips on Mondays.
My goodness. Yeah. So.
Well, it's a good time to go Mondays because it's minus the crowd. Well, we're gonna have to take a break. When we come back, we're gonna cover more of what's happening in the North State. I'm gonna talk about the articles, and it is that time of year. The seasons are changing. It's Valentine's Day, and there's so many wonderful things to talk about, where to go and what to do in the North State. We're here with Enjoy Magazine and the folks from Enjoy. This is Carla Lindabad here on KCNR. We'll be back right after these messages.
Our 1460 Alma Free Fire Media, Carla Lindabad. Good morning. It is 8:12, February the 7th. Hey, down at Lumberjacks, if you are 55 years or older, I have to be older. You can get a seniors menu right there at Lumberjacks at 501 East Cypress, and we're talking about some good food here. We're talking pot roast, chicken fried steak, chicken breast, roasted turkey. This is 2 for $12. That's right, 2 meals for $12.
Oh, my God, I'm just a couple years away from pot roast.
There we go. You can have grilled sole also. It's got it all. But two entrees for $12 if you're 55 or older. That's Lumberjacks, local people, local business, and they give a great value for your money. 501 East Cypress.
All right, you guys. You're listening to KCNR 1460 right now if you're just tuning in and our chat room is going. If you haven't heard or you're just tuning in for the first time, we are with Enjoy, who, by the way, congratulations once again. Yay. Drum roll, please. or ring the bell. Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year.
Yes, ma'am.
A very nice plaque to have on your wall.
Yes, ma'am.
The 100th.
Or 5 plaques.
Or 5.
Oh,
yeah, it was fantastic.
It was really neat.
We were honored. Was it Wally Herger? No, not Wally Herger.
Yeah.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
And who else was that we got?
Doug LaMalfa.
And Senator Nielsen. And, it was fantastic.
Missy MacArthur. Everybody gave him a plaque.
Ken Starman. Pomp and Circumstance. It was very nice.
Oh, that's great. You know what? It's deserved.
It's like winning an Academy Award. Black tie, come show up and just go, thank you so much. But you are so invested in the community and vested. You have this wonderful new store and this magazine that comes out. I love it. I love to share with people who are visiting here for the first time. Look at the magazine that we have, Enjoy Magazine. You could just love this and send them off so that they can read it on a flight and they can read it and they know when we drive by. That's that article we were reading about in Enjoy Magazine. So we've talked about what's happening up in Trinity, which was the Chinese New Year, and the Joss House and the Weaverville Hotel. What's next on?
Well, it was kind of a black tie event for a lot of us over and over this weekend. I mean, on Saturday, or on Friday, we had the 100-year anniversary of the Chamber, Chamboree, where we were honored. And then on Saturday, we had another black tie event, which was the Cancer Ball, traditional annual Cancer Ball, which is one of the largest one-night fundraisers for the Cancer Society here in Reading at the Holiday Inn, which they did a great job. And you were at an event that same night, which was the Women's Refuge, I think, the fundraiser Crab Feed. Yep. So there was a lot going on. And it just so happens that the next story in Enjoy Magazine that we're going to share with you is called a Most Famous Fantasy. And it's the North State Cancer League. And it honors Margaret Migrant, who is the founder of the Cancer League some 20, 25 years ago. And she was honored on Saturday night at the Cancer Ball. And it was an incredible event. If nobody's ever gone, those of us that do go, it's an amazing event. I can speak to that. The black tie, you get dressed up to the nines. The tables are decorated like you just could not imagine. They're exquisite, and all the centerpieces are auctioned off and. There's silent auction, and then there's an open mic auction, and there's dancing, and the food is great, and it's just really a great cause. It allows you to have a really great time and give back. I mean, you can't get better than that.
And that's the beautiful thing about what we do here as a community. I think Carl and I have experienced that more so living here than any other place that... And we've been to many, many places, traveled many, lived in many places individually. And then, making the choice as this is where we want to make our home. We're going to dig in deep here. And it is the most generous community because it is about whatever. It's not like just putting in to get back. It's just you're constantly, it's just a generous community.
It really
but
is.
When you give, it gives back no matter what, because what it's doing is, it obviously, as you know, it's enhancing your community. Just by nature, what you do, even if in your mind it's not to get something back, ultimately it does give back to everyone. So, Margaret is a fantastic woman. It's a beautiful picture of her. Everybody says she looks like Snow White, and she really does. She is the sweetest person. And she was raised a single child and was doted on and spoiled, as she will say. But her father at one point was stricken with cancer. And it really rocked her world, and it really motivated her to take that time and experiences in life and education that she received and do something with it. And that's what she's done, and now she's created a legacy. Here we are 20, 25 years later, and we're still doing it. So it was a fantastic event, and I would encourage anybody to get involved. You can get involved and be part of the league and be on committees, and it's an annual thing. I mean, they start working on it right away, and everybody volunteers at different levels, from getting baskets and donations and printing and themes, and I mean it goes on and on and on, and it's quite an event. So
well, we're happy to hear that. It was a successful event, and again, a beautiful outpouring for it from our community. What else? I'm looking at Doctor's Care.
This is a giving back story, and I don't know if you know this, but in every issue, the very last story of every issue, we have a story, a giving back story about somebody or organization that gives back to either our community or gives back to other people. And this story gives back to children in Nicaragua. And Susie Smith from Susie Smith is at Shasta Regional, and she heads up a group, and they go to Nicaragua, and they do surgeries on children that have cleft lip or cleft palate and club feet and facial tumors and chronic tonsillitis, and they do surgeries on them, and they do it for a week, and they go every February, and they've been doing it for more than 10 years. So, or I think this is their 10th year. So it's just a really, really amazing, it's called Forward Edge, and they really make a difference in these children's lives, and what a great feeling it must be.
So you're saying Susie actually heads up local doctors.
Yes.
She pulls
lots
them
of doctors
together.
Go, uh-huh.
Well, you know, I've seen these where people have done this before, and the tremendous impact on the children.
Yes.
And, I mean, this their lives are, when you're down with this type of, when you're in a country without the medical care that's available here in the United States, and you have these types of disfiguring injuries coming down there, and the lives they touch in that 1 week makes a huge change.
Well, and they risk life and limb. I mean, if you read the story, we actually have a little bit of an insight because we know quite a few of the doctors that went on the trip, or I do personally. The photographer that shot the images for this piece also works in our office, Brent Van Aken, and so he was there. They flew him down
last year to
document, and so we got the story right from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and it was really unbelievable. He said the conditions that they have to work in to do the surgeries, he said, were just mind-blowing.
And they do 50 to 60 surgeries in 5 days.
Our church backs that, too, Reading Christian Fellowship. And they talk about that, and they also will take groups down there, too. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you're right, it's not easy. It's not something...
Because these are remote. This is not... They're going down to a hospital. They're going into villages.
Right, to a village.
And yeah. Brent said, they'll bring a generator, it'll go out in surgery, and then they'll light a candle or something, or you'll be walking around, he said, taking a picture, focus at his camera, and trip over a goat where they're doing surgery. You know, it's... I mean, literally. And he said, even that, their lives are even threatened from time to time.
Sure.
By certain villagers that are afraid, or don't touch my child.
Right,
and I
think that many people, we are very, I don't want to say spoiled, but we're very fortunate to live in this country.
Yeah.
If you've not been in the back of a third world country, everyone needs to see it, feel it, touch it, in it, to really realize it's visceral. You can't even think about it. You can't get it until I think you've actually been.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a 12-hour drive on a dirt road, or I don't think it's a dirt road now, but it's a 12-hour drive to get to the village that they go to. Right. So,
okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guests are Enjoy Magazine. We're talking about people from our community helping children and some adults down in Nicaragua with disfiguring injuries and how it changes their lives. When we come back, we're going to be discussing a lot of other things in Enjoy Magazine. CNR 1460, Carl and Linda Abad, good morning. 8:24 in the morning on February the 7th, 2011, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Dish Satellite, by a local guy, Doug Tooley. Call him at 244-1988. He guarantees his work. He's professional. His crews are professional. We use him at our house and had no problems at all. We depend on Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite. 244-1988. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Hi, I was just touched by what I was hearing. It's really wonderful work that you guys are doing, and I married a Mexican woman, and so I've been down to Mexico a couple of times in some of the back areas. And I'll tell you, even though the city areas are pretty advanced, the back areas, you just don't realize how spoiled they are until, as you said, see, touch, and let's not forget, smell, the third world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, people don't have floors in their villages.
They're sitting there brushing off their hard dirt.
They don't have sewage.
Keeping that clean.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as sewers in that idea.
But there is pridefulness of their village, and everything is about their village. So
Well, yes, it's amazing to see because it's a whole different way of life, a whole different approach. And I mean, and the deal with things that you and I would never even think about. I mean, you and I want to go to Chico. We go to Chico. they got to make sure that the local drug kingpin isn't blocking the road that day.
How about just getting a drink of water? How about just a drink of water?
They don't drink the water either. They got to boil it, too.
Yeah, well, that's, but that's what I mean. Is people don't realize in our country, I don't know if you can even find a spot that you can't get to and then turn on the water, and you can't drink it.
But you know what?
I think spoiled is a good word, though. I mean, we really have it very nice. Even in hard times like now, we really do have it very nice.
Yeah, we have to stop and think
so
about
I think it's
that.
Wonderful what you guys are doing, and I hope you all have a nice day.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Jay.
Drive safe. In the story, too, it talks about that they have to sterilize fly swatters because there's so many flies flying around in the where they do
where
the surgery.
Doing the surgery, yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
That's,
but you know
what? You're from the South. Well, because the fly
we had water.
But fly swatters are, like, common in the South.
Well, I thought they were common most everywhere.
Well, no. But
you know what I did? That was our graduation present from normal school. They would give us fly swatters with our names on them. And the higher you were in the class, there was only three or four of them of us because, you know, it was the finest 12 years I ever spent in third grade. So which way is Enjoy Magazine? We're going to see more of Enjoy like this. Are y'all going to do something different?
You know, we're always in an evolution mode with the magazine. So, yeah, Rhonda and I...
Let's not give James any more ideas.
Okay. Rhonda's eyes get big, and she just you can just see her clamp down here.
Yes, I'm changing everything tomorrow.
You're booming with ideas, from what I understand. Every day it's five new things.
It drives her crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
The inventor.
So there's always things. I mean, we're constantly looking at ways to do things better and to, you know, evolve them. So, you know, you will see changes. And there are, actually, even in this issue, we've got some first changes. One of the great things is we've now added not only on the top of the page where it tells you who's created the story and those types of things, we've also put the bio of the individual. We don't have a contributor page anymore. Each writer and their photo is at the end of each story, so you can actually just know and see who they are, and that works out really well. And that's a new upgrade. Recipe section has changed.
Has
a new look, yeah. We have an area that we used to carry a lot that was fashion, and that still remains, but what we're doing is we're rotating it out now monthly, so it's more about the whole person. So it's 1 month fashion, next health, next fitness, next maybe mind, and then back
beauty.
To fashion.
Beauty. And beauty.
Yeah, so it rotates about the whole body from head to toe and taking care of yourself. So there are those types of changes happening. You know, and of course, if we were going to have to share any great thing, this is where we would do it. But at this point, you know, some of the things that we have in store are still a little bit secretive, you know.
They're coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know, as a woman, you want to have a little mystery.
Oh, yes. So. Oh, that's so sweet. But like I said, my mom and I went on Saturday, and we both shopped and found some phenomenal, one-of-a-kind things. And we've got 1 minute, so closing thoughts here. For Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta.
Well, the last story real quickly is, again, our What's in Store. We have a great product that we're featuring this month called the Essential Olive, Debbie McHugh. It's all handmade soaps, body sprays, body butter, lip balms, sea salt scrubs. Great story. Just talks about why she did it.
Super.
Yeah.
Well, we like that kind of stuff.
Oh, and you know, another new thing that we started this year is our Get Acquainted Q&A. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's one of our great favorites, new things.
Yeah. We have to come back and talk about that.
Yeah.
Never enough time.
Never.
Never.
Well, thank you so much. Again, enjoy. It is February. It's the time to remember your friends, your loved ones, and just...
Great magazine,
great
people.
Time to share.
Thank you, guys.
We
love
being
here.
It's a great ambassador for our northern state here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome to KCNR 1460. Oh, it's not funny how we just say welcome. Good morning. You're getting up and you're making a Monday day. It's, you know, you had pizza.
8:34 in the morning.
Pizza and margaritas and all, whatever you ate and drank yesterday watching a Super Bowl. It was a good day.
Have you recovered?
I was a little lethargic this morning, and I didn't even have a cocktail yesterday.
Lethargic. Does that mean? What's that mean?
It just felt kind of slow. kind of gummy.
I feel like I had to walk sideways through doors because it started with the crab feet. You know what? I thought that I could eat crab. No, there's Hank. Hank can eat crab. Hank is a good friend of ours. Hank is like 6'12". And he started off a little slow, but finished up and wiped out the crab population in Northern California. So, but he...
Okay, I have a great... Okay, every day, Barbara Harrison, who is so very, very important in the fundraising aspect, and she does so many wonderful things for our community, she sends me a quote action of the day that is forwarded to me from Mary LaSalle. So, Barbara, I'm going to read it today because it's Monday morning, and I think it's very appropriate for, oh, we got through Super Bowl. We're coming up to just so many things that are going to be going on, like how we're planning our calendars. Like January feels like this wow month. I didn't even know January just slipped through my fingers. But here is your quote action of the day. Self-delusion is pulling in your stomach when you step on the scales. So your action for today is to ask yourself if you're ignoring something in your life that you hope will go away by itself. If there is, take the first step today to do something about it.
I like the idea of just sucking it in when you get on the scales. Except that we're down working out again down at Addison's Peak Performance 3 days a week, which is what we need to do after the way we've abused our bodies for the last year. But you know what? Today also is, yesterday was a celebration of Ronald Reagan's 100th birthday. They had a centennial celebration of his birth that saw a lot of people coming in to praise the 1980s president. Nancy Reagan, who was, she must be 89 years old, was there. And James Baker, who served the former president as his White House chief of staff, said that Reagan, a Republican, could work with the Democrats and other political foes. You know, it's true. He could reach out. And I think one of the things that the reason the country loved Ronald Reagan, I guess that's the right word, that admired him, was that he never took himself too seriously and that he could reach out. But then again, were we in a different time frame, we were in a different mindset then? Tell me the truth. Bob, you've been around radio a long time. You know, in the 80s, I was in places where people probably didn't know we were at, getting ready to go to other places that we did know we were at. But did we have talk radio then?
Oh, absolutely.
We had talk radio in the
80s. Not to the degree it is now, but it mostly late night talk radio.
Late night. But it wasn't 24 hours a day. We didn't have, you know what we didn't have? We didn't have all these cable channels where they had to put something out 24 hours a day in the news.
No, generally the morning shows did some talk, things like that, but no, you did not have a pure talk radio. Limbaugh and his like were just getting underway. You had to talk net and things like that that were more, they were more specific topics, economics, health, whatever, not so much the general talk radio that we know today.
Well, you know, there at the event was, they had singers Amy Grant, Lee Greenwood, of course, the Beach Boys, and as well as a speech by actor Gary Sinise of the TV show CSI New York. But he's also, he's a very, very much a supporter of the veterans, and he set up different organizations to support veterans. The thing about Reagan I think everybody liked was that, you know, he was a pragmatic kind. There was, you know, parts of his presidency that were touched with, you know, with a little bit of taint. You got the Iran-Contra affair. You had that, you know, where they were selling weapons that didn't work.
Well, however you look at it.
To gain money to be able to put it down into Nicaragua or someplace like that. But it's overall, I think that people look back on that time frame and just say, you know, it was a kinder, gentler political thing.
One of the strongest memories I have from that era is when Reagan was shot. The entire radio station standing around the old teletype machine, that old tacky-tacky-tacky with the yellow paper, watching the stuff roll off as the Associated Press updated the condition of the president, because nobody knew at that moment whether he was alive, what had happened. And it was just absolute chaos. But that's one of those very strong memories right up there with the Challenger and on all that, and on that level, basically.
Sure.
Well, however you look at it, I think on some romantic notion, we like the figurehead of our country to be like a hero. And in some level, the way he and Nancy brought a kind of a glamorous dignity. He was a strong man, you know, and when you would watch him on a Santa Barbara ranch and you would see how he was, you know, how he handled his horses and how he worked with his hands and how he adored his wife. I have friends that, you know, that worked very hard, diligently on the Reagan Library, and of course he had his love letters to Nancy because he used to write to her constantly. And, for all the, you know, misgivings or whatever anybody can say about anybody who's been a political figurehead, he was somebody who ran our state as far as somebody with class and then went into the White House. And I don't know, just he was somebody that you felt good about that sat in the president's seat, regardless if you even disagreed with him.
Right. We got to take a break. You know, Reagan came in after Carter. Carter was such a disaster and had led us into the doldrums, like, you know, of doing away with our intelligence apparatus. You know, we had the, you know, we had our people being held hostage in Iran for 444 days. You know, the Russians win in Afghanistan, so we pull our people out of the Olympics. You know, the whole thing with Carter, he was such a disaster for this country. And then Reagan came in, and it took Reagan a couple of years. I mean, people were not real happy at first, and then it just kind of turned around. But we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Fire Radio, right here on. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:45 in the morning on February the 7th, 2011. And we have had Enjoy Magazine on. We've talked about the Reagan Library. We've talked about a number of things. The Super Bowl and the number of things that went on with the Super Bowl. It looks like the... situation in Egypt is kind of calming down somewhat. Obama seems to think that they're going to be a partner with us. Here's the problem that I see. You've got 150,000 people that are pushing for the Mubarak government to fall. At least, you know, last week. And our media seemed to have been right in there going, oh, yeah, this is what's needed, the whole thing. Democracy, like that. At the same time, there's 8 million, I don't know, what, 80 million other people in there, Bob, and that don't have anything, you know, that we're not out marching. The Mubarak cabinet was replaced. He put in other people. What he was saying was a transition to a democracy, letting free elections be held in September. Well, you know, of course, people have said that before. The big thing, you know, the military said we're not going to fire on people and are acting as a settling force. The military is a secular entity. However, the Muslim Brotherhood, so they had their first meetings in the cabinet level with all the opposition here over the weekend, and the Muslim Brotherhood was there. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood said, oh, we're not interested in running for president. Okay. Maybe not president, but if we could control 30% of the delegates, then that's a good start. Muslim Brotherhood has been outlawed in Egypt for a long time, and as I even heard Obama say, they're only 25%. Well, but if you look at a organization of 25% that is organized as opposed to 50 or 60 other groups who aren't, that becomes the big horse in the race. The very big horse. Look at what happened in Iraq. In Iraq, right after Saddam Hussein fell, all this freedom, all these things they want to do, all these great ideals that people stood up for, freedom, liberty, you know, one person, one vote, didn't take place right away, and what you had was anarchy because of the way it was handled. So with this, I would hope is that we've learned a lesson, that we don't turn it over to the fundamentalists like we did in Iran and Jimmy Carter. I would hope is that we would back a orderly transition of power. Now, because it's a democratic vote doesn't always mean it works. In Palestine, you had Hamas take over. They are not our friends. They are not the friends of the Israelis. They're not anybody's real friends except other fundamentalist groups. But yet they won the election. So here we have in Egypt, which is has a huge army, and it takes the it controls half the Suez Canal. We need an orderly transition. We need a government that will not turn against us immediately. We need a government that will represent the people, but also represent stability and common sense. This is Colin about. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we finish up our last segment, talk about what's going on this week, and finish up again. I want to talk a little bit more about the unemployment with our young veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, brought to you by, this segment brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts to veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. That's where you want to go to get your haircut. I'm going down there today.
In case you're just wondering about what the day is going to look like, it's currently 48 degrees, a gorgeous day with clear skies. It's going to be sunny and a high temperature today of 71, and tonight low of 37. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Hey, up at Anselmo's on Friday, the 11th, is Jimmy Bryant. Fun piano player that does a lot of stuff that you can sing along with. It'll be a great night there. And then, of course, the 13th, Candice Lavolsi. Check out our music series that's going to be posted here. We've got Pat Karch and some wonderful guitarists coming. And we're going to be booked all the way up into July with the weekends.
Okay. The couple of things here in our last few minutes. I want to talk about a couple of subjects that touch near and dear on my heart here with veterans. It appears that and I mentioned it earlier, is our warriors coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan are having a problem finding jobs. And you say, well, everybody is. Well, yeah, but they're at a much higher level where the unemployment in the United States went to 9%, which, of course, isn't really true because of how many people have stopped looking for jobs or they're underemployed or whatever. But the veterans, the young ones from Iraq and Afghanistan, are up at a 15.2%. And indeed, that one is even higher. They're having a tough time finding jobs. And even worse, there's a perception by these young veterans that employers are wary of them because all of this talk about post-traumatic stress and the fact that they could be called back and deployed again. Well, in many, many, many cases, they cannot be called back and deployed again. And post-traumatic stress, people need to understand that post-traumatic stress can touch everybody. Doesn't mean you have to be in combat. It just means you've had to have a stressful event in your life. But we need to do something about that. We need to talk about that. We need to have people understand it. We're going to have shows on post-traumatic stress. We're going to, for people to look at it, to see just what it is. It's not something that once somebody has it that they can't, one, that they can't handle it. And two, that you should be wary that they're going to come into your place and, cammy up one day and roll in there with a tank. Doesn't happen. The other thing that's going to happen, we want to talk about that. The other one is the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And both of these, by the way, are blogs in Record Searchlight under Time Under the Helmet, under my blogs. The Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the latest with this is that with the training, Gates, the Secretary of Defense, does not expect there to be huge changes in the rules and the way we do things in this. There's going to be classes given on, giving people space, accepting other lifestyles, et cetera, et cetera. They've talked about, what about billeting? Well, billeting, or maybe have to make some exceptions there. They said they will not, that gay, and this is the true, so the term they used, gay soldiers will not be able to have base housing with their partners, or will their partners be able to use medical? Because this is a federal law. You have to be married. Well, does anybody see where this is going? Does anybody see what's going to happen? You have a gay that's in the military already that wants to get married, wants to marry his partner. In that state, it may not be legal. Let's just say Texas. You say California, it's not legal here. So they go to Connecticut or some state where they can be married. They get married. They have an official license, marriage license, and then they come in and he says, I'm married in this state. Why can't I have base housing? Why can't my partner have medical? Did you see where this is going? Do you see where the lawsuits are going to line up on this? And in fact, if this person is risking their life for their country, as other warriors do, and say, wait a minute, what makes the difference between me and this guy over there just because she's a female and my partner is male? Well, here come the lawsuits. So I think what it's going to do is part of this. It's part to force an acceptance of gay marriage on the federal level. I don't see how it cannot go to court. I don't see how when they say, well, it's going to be minor changes. That's not true. It's going to be major changes. And it's going to be major changes because what you've done is if you've said that they are equal, that gays are equal and they can serve their country, then why can't they get the same benefits as those who are heterosexual? I find that argument something that would go to court. You know, the fact of what they're doing is, and this the last Congress, who is no longer there, was voted out because of their bad judgment, who voted this in, and of course Obama signed it as a sop to his far left supporters. And they have said, well, unless this, you know, if we find out after this 3 months of training that everybody's going to get, and this, if this has a detriment to the armed forces, we will not implement it. Well, you've already had three of the service chiefs say it's not, we shouldn't do it now. Not that we should never do it, but that we shouldn't do it now because we happen to be in two wars, and it takes a lot of time and experienced leaders, and it's just going to take a long time for this to happen, that this mindset can be changed, if ever. So, the whole thing at this point is, to me, it was ludicrous to start with. Not that it shouldn't have happened at some time, that's fine. But now to say that it will not have an impact on the way we do business in the military is I can't believe that Gates would say something like that. Of course, he was the one that was sitting in China and they unveiled the stealth fighter, which he didn't know they had, that the Chinese were, you know, having that look of glee on their face. Hey, this week. Okay, enough of that. You know, it's going to be a good week, right? We've got some good people coming in from the logging conference. We're going to be taught. We've got some great guests coming in, Nadine Bailey. We're going to have Chief Peter Hansen. We've got a lot of great things
going
on this
week. We have some ticket giveaways, too, so that you can enjoy theater. Because, you know, as we pay attention and we approach things that are maybe very uncomfortable, and even though we try to be active, it's nice to be able to support the arts and go out, shop local, stay local, do some things that are, you know, feel good. Do random acts of kindness. These are important things to just actually keep your sanity.
Well, a lot of things can do that. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.